My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin, with the help of Joe Curry, decides to talk all sexy with his scammer Belinda. So listen and enjoy.
And run my fingertips along your sides.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, don't stop, hon. Just go on.
Wait a minute.
That was her.
That was her?
Yep.
Wait a minute. Hold the fucking phone. I mean, I don't...
Oh, you're drunk. Whatever you're...
Hold your junk while I ask a question. You too, Joe. Hold your
junk. He's holding his eloquent junk.
It talks back.
Now that's a good line. Eloquent junk.
His
I took out my
junk.
Eloquent junk.
Your junk can speak?
That would be a great name for a place, like a secondhand store. Eloquent junk. Really? What, man?
Going into business.
Elegant junk. Wait a second. Now, she was the one who's like, every time you tried to make with the sexy talk, unless you're writing porn together, when you're talking about yourself.
Unless you're writing porn together.
Well, then
that's
it's
business.
About, then about other people.
That's
she's
business.
Talking about, like, you know, like cream squirting everywhere.
It's
she's
a busman's holiday with this now.
But wait a minute. This, yeah. But this is bizarre. All of a sudden, she's making with the sexy talk. This is different for her.
Maybe it's a different person.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
No, it's not a different person.
All right. Go ahead.
She goes, ah, don't stop, hon. Just go on. I go, I would kiss your belly and run my fingers down the outside of your legs.
Mm.
She goes, wow. I go, do you like? She goes, yeah.
Hold on. I'm holding my junk.
We're all holding your junk. Now your junk isn't everybody's trunk.
Wait, yeah. There's another hand. Who's that?
Where'd that come from?
Maui. The cat.
Poor.
There's only room for one pussy here. Back off.
I go, what would you like me to do next? She goes, what do you think would turn me on?
Money.
But you're not getting the mood, Joe.
Sorry.
Is that Benjamin Franklin in your pocket?
No,
George Washington doesn't get to dance at this party.
I'm running an American Express card down your back.
What would Andrew Jackson do next?
Now she's at full attention.
She goes, what do you think would turn me on? And I go, I want you to tell me what would turn you on. What is your ultimate desire? She goes, to have multiple orgasms.
Whoa!
Okie dokie.
Wait a minute. No, this is totally different for her.
But she's comfortable with me now. She's who she is.
I guess so.
She's no longer Agnes. She's my newbie and Princess Belinda.
All right. I'll suspend judgment until you continue going.
Suspend judgment. Thank you, Your Honor.
Continue. Sustained. Continue.
I want to be like
motion for a recess for about 5 minutes. Let me finish off, Your Honor.
You don't know what's going on under these robes.
Your Honor, can I handle your gavel?
That's a special gavel.
I go, I can do that for you. I would work my kisses up your tummy slowly. I would take my left hand and run it down your back and take my right hand and rub your inner thigh gently.
No.
I would kiss your breast delicately. Right word?
Yes.
Thank you. My right hand would be right next to your privates. I would feel the heat coming off of you on the back of my hand.
Then I put my other hand near your lieutenant's.
You're an asshole. You're ruining sexy talk.
Sorry.
We can't do anything perverted with you. What's wrong with you, stupid? All right, so I go, I start to kiss your firm breasts and lightly touch your privates. Shut up, Joe. I take both my hands and gently caress the inside of both thighs. I lick your nipples with just the tip of my tongue. I rub my hands on your spine and then kiss you gently. I bite your bottom lip gently and playfully. I take my right hand and run it through your hair. We continue to kiss. I had internet that day in the room.
I love that. He's on vacation and he's making sexy talk with what else?
I got to show it right. They didn't get it right itself. She goes, that would surely turn me on. Glad you like it, Curry. I go, what do you wish me to do to you next? She goes, just continue with the way you are going.
All right. You're on the right track.
I work my tongue down your body and giving your breasts the attention they deserve.
The attention? Well, finally, somebody's licking us.
They're standing in attention.
About time. Jesus Christ. The twat gets all the attention, but now the kids. Why don't you sit here and just grab them like I'm a grapefruit, but finally somebody's running their tongue over the old areoles. About time.
He's describing Belinda's breasts as he describes his wife, just a nag. A couple of hands. You're ruining sexy talk.
Sorry.
How is everybody supposed to get off with your comedy?
Goddamn,
I thought that was a fine line, Pip.
I thought that that was a fine line. But he's got them being like naggy boobs.
And it's just like the piss.
Not saggy boobs. Naggy boobs.
Oh, it's about time somebody runs their tongue over us.
We've been against. That's what I'm saying, Joe.
We're getting the attention we finally deserve. It's our day to shine. His stupid's tongue claps across us.
I don't laugh. I don't think they would be openly hostile to me, Joe. I don't think there are too many fucking curry heads looking up at me.
And now,
come on, look harder, stupid. Go counterclockwise, stupid. What, you keep on looking at twice. What, are you stuttering, stupid?
Now you've ruined boobs for him. Are you proud of yourself?
You're ruining my brown bread. Cut it out.
He's picturing two little Joe Curry heads.
I can't lick anything nice.
Oh, sorry. Oh, that's funny.
I wasn't going for funny. God damn it, now I got you judging me too?
Sorry.
Hang out with a fucking manta ray, stupid. Go jump in the pool. Go jump in the lagoon. Adults are talking sexy. Yeah. Or attempting to.
Me and the crocodile talking shop. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, except you're meaner.
Yeah. We run up.
I work my tongue down your body and giving your breasts the attention they deserve. I work my hand to your firm rear. Slowly, I work my way down your body with my tongue. I make a little circle around your belly button with my tongue. My hands are gently rubbing both of your inner thighs. My tongue is just below your belly button and just above your privates. What do you wish me to do?
Send a check. Sorry.
At this point, I think she's kind of into it, though.
I think she is. She was like, yeah, now you're going.
This is better than money. Well, not really. But if I had the money, I could pay for this closer to home.
It's too bad I'm in the middle of a...
Horny. Need money. Stop. Small bills. Pronto. Stop.
Carioli. Stop.
Africana. Stop. It's an extra for Flory. Stop.
It's too bad you're talking about licking my nipples while I'm sitting in the middle of this room with a whole bunch of other people. Stop.
With a bunch of other men looking just like me with their junk.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.